Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Now it's time for Soundbite of the Week. This is where we pick four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And then we ask you to call and vote, or to email us and vote, or to Twitter your vote too. I think I've already got a Twitter vote sitting here on my desktop. And pick one of these as the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When you call or email or Twitter us, let us know why you're voting for the one you're voting for. That's important because the best reason gets the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, a travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pin. We'll award that at the end of Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. You can call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us right here in the studio with your vote for Soundbite of the Week, @issuesetc, @issuesetc. Up first this week, a soundbite from Pastor Matt Harrison on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise.
The bad news is we are in a post-denominational age. The good news is we are in a confessional age. And that means old institutions are tottering and teetering. Hermann Zassa said, the future belongs to those who dare to confess their dogma. We must dare to confess the scriptures, no matter what. No matter what the culture presses upon us, no matter what mistakes and failings of other Christians or denominations around us, we must confess the scriptures. Difficult times drive us to the confession. They drive us to the scriptures. Rebirth always comes because the Word of God is living and mighty and sharper than any two-edged sword. God allows heresies to come in order to purify the church, as tragic as it is. And the church ebbs and flows according to human sight, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and the Orthodox Church will continue.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Nebel describing Christ's descent into hell.
The descent into hell is Jesus's victory parade. We're having high school football teams gearing up for the season, and in a few months, in the fall, they're going to celebrate state championships. And what happens when a high school football team wins a state championship? They come back home, and they have a big parade down the main street of their hometown. But think of it this way. What if that high school football team, instead of going to its own hometown for its parade, went to the hometown of the team it just beat and had the victory parade there? That would be a real in-your-face, but it would emphasize we are the champions and you are not. And that is what Jesus' descent into hell does. It is his victory parade in the home of the enemy, showing that he is the champion and they are not.
Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Nebel on Christ's descent into hell, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter your votes at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Mark Galley of Christianity Today magazine on Rick Warren's message of changed lives.
Well, one problem with Rick's message in the current context of American life is that because we are such a narcissistic culture, we hear that and we say, oh, it means I can get rid of this problem that I have, I can get rid of this habit I don't like, I can become a person I have in my imagination that I would like to be. It's all about me. And that leads to one of two problems. Either people will stop thinking about the actual transformation that God wants of us, which when you read the Sermon on the Mount and the other commands of Jesus, is extraordinarily high. And they'll either fool themselves into thinking they're actually acting like Christians that Christ calls us when they're not. and they'll turn into the Pharisees again, or they'll become so discouraged when they realize it's not happening nearly as fast as I can that they'll just abandon ship.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Now get ready to call, email, and Twitter your votes to us, because here's soundbite number four, the last soundbite for your consideration. Pastor Will Wheaton on God Be Merciful to Me, a Sinner.
God be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus says the one who utters that prayer is the one who goes down to his home justified. That is, with the prayer granted, mercy given, sins covered, declared righteous in the eyes of the only one who truly matters. Jesus can say that because he is the answer to every prayer for such mercy. He came and he did in our flesh that which we could never do. He lived that perfect gold standard. He loved his Father with everything he had, and he loved his neighbor as himself to the point of taking all of his neighbor's sins as his own to death on his cross at the Father's bidding, becoming sin and its curse, letting the divine judgment against all of our pride, our ridiculous self-absorption and delusion come crashing down on him. He bore it so that as the crucified one raised from the dead, he might bring a whole new world into existence. A world that hangs solely on mercy, on God giving what we don't deserve, handing out to sinners life and forgiveness, that they might go to their home, their true home, their heavenly home, justified, righteous, because of Christ's perfect gift. That's the gift born to you on the waters of holy baptism. It is the gift sealed to your ears with the holy absolution. It is the gift that he puts down your throat with the body and the blood that bore your sin and are your righteousness before the Father.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton on God Be Merciful to Me, a Sinner. It's time to play soundbite of the week. Call, email, or Twitter us during this break. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 28th of August. Or Twitter us at issuesetc. The listener with the best reason for their vote will receive the LPR bundle package, an Issues Etc. t-shirt, travel mug, and pen. We'll be right back with your votes.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
When you hear the words new music for your congregation, do you automatically think of mindless praise music? Well, think again. Liturgy Solutions has new compositions for all seasons of the church year that are firmly grounded in the Reformation truths of Christ for us in Word and Sacrament. Check us out on the web at www.liturgysolutions.com. At Liturgy Solutions, we don't do worship, we're deep into liturgy. www.liturgysolutions.com.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on the importance of Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement, in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
You can support this worldwide outreach by making a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Is that not your favorite bump music?
If you don't vote,
I like the generic bump music best of all, but this is good. This is very, very good.
I really like this
I like
song.
The style of music.
It'll take a lot to convince me to change that one.
You know, he sat there at my desk the other day listening to
Pete Seeger?
Louis Armstrong. No, it's not Pete Seeger. It was Louis Armstrong.
Oh, man.
How many different versions of When the Saints Go Marching In did he listen to just for fun? I mean, we were running out of time. The show was getting near. There he is just sitting there at the production computer listening to Louis Armstrong sing. And you got to admit, the music is much better than it is today. I mean, there's no two ways about it. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. We want to hear from you. Which of the soundbites should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week? Your reasons are your own, but please let us know what they are. Soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise. Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Nebel on Christ's Descent into Hell. Soundbite number three, Mark Galley of Christianity Today magazine on Rick Warren's message of changed lives. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton on God Be Merciful to Me, a Sinner. Christopher twitters us this vote, a vote for soundbite of the week. Number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, for his encouragement to confess despite the tragedy of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Christopher, thank you very much. Thanks for twittering your vote to us here in the studio. This email comes from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. I vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton. If we don't come broken and needing God's mercy, we don't need to come at all. As we grow in the understanding that we are poor, miserable sinners, we realize that we have nothing to offer God. We are no better than anyone else and can only rest on God's mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Marilyn, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Wheaton. Thomas in Alma, Michigan says, while I love Pastor Harrison's call for confession, not compromise, I got to give the nod to Wheaton, soundbite number four. What an awesome proclamation of the gospel. Yes, he very seldom misses on that, does he? Thank you very much, Thomas, for listening in Michigan. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. My vote for soundbite of the week is number one, Pastor Harrison. For as much heresy as the Lutheran Church has suffered during the past week, we should be nearly perfect. We should be nearly perfect purity. Seriously, Pastor Harrison's call for confession is a comfort for the future of our synod and the continuance of Lutheranism as part of his church. I see his joke there. He's saying, because God sends heresy in order to purify the church, we ought to be nearly perfect by now. Well, apparently not. Paul in Milwaukee emails, one vote for Pastor Whedon's point. It was the heart of the gospel in the context of the event of the week, the ELCA rejection of God's word. Yes, very well applied. It shows you can preach the gospel even when you're dealing with a current topic. You can do it if you stick with the text. That's all he was doing. Paul, thank you very much for listening in Milwaukee. Elaine in Canada says, I vote for Pastor Matt Harrison's assessment of the situation in the ELCA church as right, on especially the fact that he does see it as an apostasy in the church to accept gay clergy as well as women pastors. Hope he is the next president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I hope so too. Elaine, thank you for listening in Canada. And he's not only talking about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. He's talking about all Lutherans everywhere, all Christians everywhere. Gene in Terryville, Connecticut. This must be a first-timer, I think. Terryville, Connecticut says, I have to go with soundbite number four, although I loved Pastor Harrison's message on confession, not compromise. Nothing lifts my spirit more than hearing God's mercy to us, even though we are so unworthy. Thank you very much, Gene, and thanks for listening in Connecticut. Let's see what Steve has to say, calling from St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, I'm going to be contrarian. I'm going to go with the gentleman from Christianity Today.
Mark Galley, why so?
Well, he's basically telling almost, if you will, the people who are in that, which are probably a lot of the readers of his own magazine, is that you're a bunch of narcissists. And that takes a lot of guts for someone in the evangelical circles to say that, you know, because of the fact that, he's almost, he's basically saying, you guys are just part of the culture, part of the zeitgeist. Get over it.
Well, Steve, thank you very much. I thought the same thing when Mark was on the program, the things he had to say. I thought, well, that can't have gone over very well with the average, kind of the typical reader of Christianity Today magazine. But, you know, Mark has been doing a lot of reading in Luther, and I think it's been helping him out and Christianity Today out as well. Thanks for the call, Steve. This email comes from Josh in St. Louis. It's a vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison. Josh says, because voting for Matt Harrison is a habit Lutherans need to get into. I agree, Josh. And that response, I tell you what, he went to the top of the list there for the LPR bundle package. So someone
he just
else,
won it 2 weeks ago, though.
He did?
Yeah. You know, but he's never asked for it.
He hasn't?
No. He well, then, I don't think he knows he won.
Let's just send him one, and we'll see whether or not he asks for two. Someone else is going to have to dethrone him on that particular one. That's a great vote. Thank you very much. Let's see. Bob in Florida, Milton, Florida, says, my vote is for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise. His words are not only accurately descriptive of the current situation, but they're also encouraging, an encouraging call to confess the faith once delivered. He ends his email saying, Viva Matt, Viva el Presidente. Some Spanish lingo. Thank you very much for listening in Milton, Florida as well. Margie in St. Louis says, soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, I can never hear it enough. Thank you very much, Margie, for listening. Dave in West Virginia says, hands down, Pastor Wheaton. Dude, I'm going to do my best to read this email because it's written in that lingo so popular among the young folks nowadays. Dude, I've been working on a household remodeling project all week. Sin crops up. If I counted on myself for sanctification, the story would be over. But where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. And Pastor Wheaton told us about where we see that grace, where we see God's mercy. It's when we see ourselves as sinners that we can see God's mercy. In West Virginia, where mountaineers are always free as long as they pay the user fees. That must be a West Virginia inside joke. Rick in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm torn between soundbites one and four. I appreciate Pastor Harrison's words encouraging us to confess the scriptures in this time when many are compromising the word of God with man's faulty wisdom. However, my vote goes to soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton. I can never get enough of God's merciful message of forgiveness. At the end of the soundbite, I particularly appreciated the way that Pastor Wheaton described how God applies his mercy to us in baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. Let's see. David in Kansas City says, I vote for soundbite number one. Pastor Matt Harrison is right. It is a confessional age. Amid the toppling claims of error, such as made by the ELCA last week, the proclamation of the gospel is still a call for all people to repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus alone. As the stalwart hymn declares, built on the rock, the church doth stand even while steeples are falling. It's time for confession, pointing away from ourselves to Jesus, our only true Savior. Thank you for listening in Kansas City. Don in Junction City, Kansas says, I vote for Pastor Harrison when all others compromise the true doctrine, as we Lutherans must stand firm. Tom in Texas says, his vote is for the comment where Christ raised hell on Easter morning. That's Pastor Mark Nebel, soundbite number two. It's probably the most misunderstood phrase in the Apostles' Creed. I appreciate the description of the band marching through enemy territory to announce their victory. It's like the A&M band marching through downtown Austin after the Aggies defeat the Longhorns at Memorial Stadium in Austin. How much time do we have here? Are we running down? Paul in Southfield, Michigan says, I would like to vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on Confession, Not Compromise. Pastor Harrison is exactly correct that this is a time where the confession is desperately required, but there is so much pressure to compromise in our culture. The pressure to compromise comes from a desire to save ourselves from persecution. It is understandable, but it shows a lack of faith in Christ. Jesus said, whoever would save his life would lose it, but whoever would lose his life for my sake will find it. The winner this week for Soundbite of the Week, number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, on A Time for Confession, Not Compromise.
The bad news is we are in a post-denominational age. The good news is we are in a confessional age. And that means old institutions are tottering and teetering. Hermann Sasse said, the future belongs to those who dare to confess their dogma. We must dare to confess the scriptures, no matter what. No matter what the culture presses upon us, no matter what mistakes and failings of other Christians or denominations around us, we must confess the scriptures. difficult times drive us to the confession. They drive us to the Scriptures. Rebirth always comes because the Word of God is living and mighty and sharper than any two-edged sword. God allows heresies to come in order to purify the church, as tragic as it is. And the church ebbs and flows according to human sight, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and the Orthodox Church will continue.
All right, that's Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Matt Harrison. It is a time for confession, not for compromise. Two more votes came in, by the way, for it, for the same soundbite. One from David, and another one from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. He ends his email voting for Pastor Matt Harrison, saying Harrison for president. A common sentiment around here, often heard. We just yell that to each other often here at LPR Studios as a way of greeting when I leave for the evening. You know, instead of saying goodbye, we just say Harrison for president. Kind of a way of keeping our spirits up. When we come back from this break, it's hour two of Issues, Etc. Let's give away the bundle package, by the way, to Steve in St. Louis. Send us an email with your shirt size and your mailing address, and we'll send out to you the Issues, Etc. LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, and an Issues, Etc. pen.
Happy birthday to Jen Lehman in Accident, Maryland, wife of Pastor Charlie Lehman. He wanted us to announce that today.
Talk about a guy who married up. Have you seen their wedding pictures?
Let me tell you this. He says, my wife irons my clothes, dresses me, and keeps me from wearing silly hats most of the days of the year. She is absolutely indispensable.
I think he's going to need the hats. Have you seen his haircut lately?
I like the look. I like the new look.
He looks great. He looks
got like, that Bruce Willis thing going on with the little goatee.
Some sort of ancient church father. When we come back, we'll talk with Pastor Bill Swirla about the martyrdom of John the Baptist.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.